The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button. I'll be with you almost until 9 o'clock. I have to leave the studio just a few minutes early today, so we'll probably go to 8:54 or something like that. We started out with some music from the 13th century. That was music by Alfonso X, known as El Sabio, the Wise, Alfonso X. King of Castile. He was born in 1221, died in 1284. And known as El Sabio, not necessarily because of his policies taken during his reign as the King of Castile, but more because of he was a learned scholar, writer in poetry, did a great deal to popularize writing of poetry in Spanish as opposed to Latin. But most of the wisdom that he had was in what at the time was known as astronomy, and much of that is now known as astrology. So it's uncertain just how wise he was, but he wrote some pretty good music and sponsored a number of other musicians. That piece, at least attributed to him, it's called a duktia, and that's just a particular type of medieval dance form. That was a recording by Hesperian 21, a group that specializes in music from the Renaissance and earlier. And the leader, I guess we'd have to say, of the group, not necessarily conductor, because I doubt he was standing there with the baton, was Jordi Savall. That's from a great disc they put out called Orient Occident, which contrasts dance music from the 13th and 14th centuries, some of it coming from Europe, some of it coming from Middle Eastern countries or from other Islamic influenced countries of the time. And we have one more track coming up from that CD in a few minutes, but right now it's time for weather and road information. I almost thought I wasn't going to be able to bring this to you today, which would have made it a very short show today indeed. Had a little trouble getting on the internet, but that's all okay now. Let's see, yesterday's low was 8.5 degrees, the high was 15.4. I wish I could tell you how much precipitation we've had over the past, say, 12 hours or less. I don't think it started until sometime, maybe even past midnight. Not entirely sure about that, but unfortunately that information not available from Environment Canada. Currently the temperature is about 7 degrees, and today Environment Canada tells us we will have showers, the snow level at 1,200 meters, rising to 1,700 meters this afternoon, wind from the south at 30 kilometers per hour, gusting to 50 late in the morning, a high today of only 12. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, snow level lowering to 1,000 meters before morning, wind from the south at 30, gusting to 50, but becoming light late in the evening, and a low of 6 degrees. On Saturday, cloudy with sunny periods and a 30% chance of showers. Snow level at 800 meters, rising to 1,600 meters in the afternoon. Wind from the north, so that'll be a bit chilly, at 40 kilometers per hour, gusting to 60 late in the morning, and a high of 11. On Sunday, sunny with a low of plus 4, a high all the way up to 17, which will be nice. Monday, sunny with a low of plus 1, a high of 18. Tuesday, sunny with a low of plus 5, a high of 15. That's as far as we will take it. And I've been telling you about the Weather Network's optimistic prediction that we would have highs in the low 20s next week. And that was originally, say, a few days ago on Monday or Tuesday. They were predicting at that time that it would have lasted for pretty well the whole week. And then they've been pushing those temperatures ahead a day, or back a day, I guess I should say, each time, each day that I come in and check. And so originally it was going to be Monday, it would start, then Tuesday, then Wednesday, and now it looks like not until Thursday, and it'll probably only be 2 days, if that happens at all. Wouldn't count on it. Autumn is here. I wouldn't say to stay, folks, because winter's on the way, but it's here solidly, let's put it that way. Turning to the highways, I have no notes for highways 1 or 12 from the Drive BC website. Highway 40, there is maintenance 85 kilometers west of Lillooet from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. through October, through today, I should say. Single lane alternating traffic there. And on Highway 99 South, bridge maintenance 15 kilometers south of Lillooet. Minor delays there. Bridge construction 28 kilometers south of Lillooet, where tractor trailer units are restricted to a length of 53 feet. And further south on Highway 99, paving from south of the Culleton Creek Bridge to 4 kilometers north of the junction with Squamish Valley Road. That's about a 4 kilometer stretch of the highway. That work is from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, so it won't be on today. But it carries on through October the 9th next week. Single lane alternating traffic there. And no notes for Highway 99 North. That's it for the weather and roads. All right, let's go back to this disc, Orient Occident, with Hesperian 21, led by Jordi Savall. And we will hear a piece called Danse de l'âme, Dance of the Soul. This piece is comes from Morocco. So this is one of the pieces from an Islamic-influenced country that I mentioned earlier. And no known composer for this. It's just listed as trad, that is to say traditional. This piece starts out, it gets off to a slow start, but it really builds into something very, very impressive. Lots of great percussion and interesting stringed instruments being used in these pieces. I wish I knew more about the instruments in question. They are certainly not traditional violins or things like that. There is some viola da gamba or something much like it that I can hear being played in there, but some other instruments with a more metallic quality to them that make quite an effect here. Anyway, let's hear the Dance of the Soul. That was Danse de l'âme, Dance of the Soul, music from Morocco in the 13th or 14th century, and a recording there by Hesperion 21, led by Jordi Savall. As I mentioned earlier, that's from a disc called Orient Occident, and I think the label that's on is called Vox Alia, V-O-X ALIA. That's where a number of the Hesperian 21 recordings are, and all of them very attractive. Kind of hard for me to control myself when I go looking at them on Amazon or iTunes or something like that. All right, we're going to skip fire information entirely once again today. With the weather the way it is, it seems likely that fire activity is very low. So let me just tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. As I mentioned, I have to finish up Wind-Up Snooze Button a few minutes early today. So therefore, Democracy Now! Will be on the air starting around 8:55 or so this morning. Later this morning, 10:30 to 11:30, you can hear Jesse Tom broadcasting out of Studio 1 in Lillooet Secondary School. He's on every weekday from 10:30 to 11:30. And then this afternoon, Friday Fiesta with Ella, I believe that will be on, 3:30 to 4:30. I haven't heard otherwise yet. 4:30 to 5 is Uncle Don Reads the Comics. I forgot to check and see if we have a new Uncle Don for you, but I believe we probably will, and assuming it's there, I will certainly put him on. And then 5 until 6 p.m. will be the Putumayo World Music Hour. This week it is España, contemporary music from Spain. And then later today, 7 until 8 p.m. is Odin's Playbox. Your host Odin Schultz is he very bravely goes through the CDs that we receive from artists and promotional companies and plays some tunes that he likes for you. So I think that's on. I can't guarantee it. 8 until 9, let's see, this would normally be a night for Wendy Larman to be here with Pleasure Beat, but Wendy is going to be heavily involved in the Sendo Yoga Retreat, of course, so will not be on tonight, and I think that will wind up the day here. So Odin's Playbox, 7 to 8 p.m. is our last live show. It's been a while since we heard from this disc on the CBC label that includes works by Malcolm Forsyth and Harry Friedman. Harry Friedman, it's the Oiseau Exotique, a ballet that he wrote called Exotic Birds. But we're going to listen to something by Malcolm Forsyth today from a piece called Atayoskowin. And I'm sorry, I can't remember what, it's a First Nations language, but I can't remember what, oh, it's Cree, that's right. And it means a sacred legend. The reason I'm laughing is because there's a certain irony about this piece. It was commissioned by Shell Canada to mark the opening of its $1.4 billion Scott Ford refinery and petrochemical complex northwest of Edmonton. And I don't know how I feel about that, but I know how I feel about the piece of music. It's pretty amazing. It's in three movements, the spirits, the dream, and the dance. And very colorful music, very idiomatic writing for the instruments of the orchestra. And for people who are afraid of 20th century music, this is a great way to find your way in. It's really quite beautiful, so I encourage you not to turn your radio off. We'll listen to the first movement, The Spirits, which has, on the whole, a rather gentle sort of quality to it. This is with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Uri Meyer.
Thank you.
That was music of the Canadian composer Malcolm Forsyth, Canadian citizen, but I believe he was originally born in Australia. That was the first movement of a work called Atioskoan, meaning sacred legend. It's a Cree word. And that movement is called The Spirits, and that was a recording with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Uri Meyer. Just one programming note, I have been looking around for a new Uncle Don edition of Uncle Don Reads the Comics. I cannot find one. Sometimes it shows up later in the day, though, so don't give up hope yet if you are an Uncle Don fan or fanatic. It still might be on, but I cannot promise that it will be on. All right, time for some public service announcements now. A lot of things going on this weekend. The regular monthly dinner at the Catholic Church Hall is tonight. It's German-style dinner starting at 5:30 p.m. I have no details of the menu, but it does sound pretty good. Eat in or take out, everyone is welcome, and the cost is $10 a plate. And Friday nights at the Legion, don't forget, it's the Friday meat draw, the ever-popular Friday meat draw from 5 until 7:30 p.m., and depending on if enough interested people show up, possibly karaoke at 8 p.m. Also, Friday and Saturday nights, don't forget, it's movie night here at the Rec Center on the big screen TV. Big screen, not big screen TV. And they are playing movies that are not yet available in the video store. So, chance to get an early jump on some of those things. I don't know what tonight's movies are, but as you drive past the Rec Center, check up at the marquee on the west end of the pool housing, and you might see that information up there. Those movies are in the mezzanine. I think they start at 7 p.m., and I don't have the schedule in front of me, but all I can recall is that the prices are very reasonable for them. Sunday, October the 4th. Let me just first look and see if I have anything for Saturday. I don't have anything here for Saturday, do I? Nope. Don't forget, though, the Sundo Yoga Retreat. Sorry, we'll get to October the 4th in a minute. The Sundo Yoga Retreat started last night, but is continuing today, tomorrow, and Sunday. The public and Sundo practitioners are welcome to come to any or all of the retreat. Beginners are welcome. Location is at the Larman Home, 10111 Texas Creek Road. And Sundo Master Hyunmoon Kim from Korea will lead the retreat. Now, since you're not able to attend the whole retreat, since you're just hearing about this now, the cost is either $45 Canadian per day, or if you're attending less than one day, by donation. It probably would have been helpful if you had registered for this, but it may still be possible to drop in. There will be two Sundo yoga practices a day and numerous workshops relating to healing and going deeper into the practice. And this is being hosted by Wendy Larman, certified Sundo teacher. Now, Wendy's going to be obviously very busy during the course of the weekend, but if you have questions, I guess you can try reaching her at 256-0404, or you can email her Larman, L-A-R-M-A-N, at hughes.net. Now, October the 4th, that's the Walk for Breast Cancer that day at Integra Tire on Main Street across from the Fire Hall. It starts at 1 p.m. You can walk, run, jog, bike, or use any other human-powered form of transportation, and pushing your foot down on an accelerator does not count as human-powered. Donate at booths set up at Integra Tire, and you can receive promotional benefits, and there will be free food and refreshments available after the walk. If you'd like more information, get in touch with Integra Tire at 256-4111. And also on October the 4th, we are having here at Radio Lillooet a training workshop for anybody interested in becoming a new broadcaster. We really could use some new broadcasters, as we have quite a few gaps in our schedule to fill. And that training workshop is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The cost is absolutely zero. Bring yourself a bag lunch, and we will provide some refreshments of some other sort. And we'll take you through rules and regulations and what Canadian content is and how to find it and that sort of thing, and tell you about the very small amount of paperwork you need to do if you're going to have your own show. And then we will bring you into the studio and get you started up on the things, show you how to use the equipment, and get a few brave souls speaking on the air. If you're interested in attending that workshop, You can just drop in on Sunday at 10 a.m. You do have to stay for the whole thing if you're going to become a broadcaster. Or you can, if you have questions about it, you can give me a call at 250-256-7561. And I missed something on Saturday. Yes, I did. The 3rd of October, tomorrow. It's a fall volunteer planting day at the Powerhouse Restoration Site. That will be from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., or as much of that as you wish. And this is the restoration there is being done by a whole number of partners. The Lillooet Naturalist Society, Cayuche Creek Statlium, the Fraser Salmon and Watersheds Program, Public Conservation Assistance Fund, Fraser Basin Council, Friends of the Environment Foundation from Toronto Dominion Bank, and BC Hydro's Fish and Wildlife Bridge Coastal Restoration Program. So a great chance to come out, and if you don't know that much about some of the native wild plants, you can learn about those. You can also learn about some of the plants that are being taken out of that site, the invasive species. And just checking the time here, I think we'll cut it off at that. There are a couple of other programs with the Naturalist Society that are coming up on October the 15th and 17th. I've talked about them a couple of times already this week, but I will get you the details on those next week. All right, at this point, we are turning to Gabriel Fauré. This will be our final music in the hour. We're going to listen to his piano, or two movements from his piano quartet in G minor, Opus 45. This music was written in 1886 when Fauré was about 41 years old. Probably Fauré's most popular piece of chamber music is the piano quartet in C minor, Opus 15, which precedes this one. This has some similarities to it, and it is it's unmistakably by the same composer, but he takes things into some harmonically stranger territory than he goes with the first piano quartet, and changes the structure in some respects as well, not quite as classically oriented in the structure. The third movement is Adagio non troppo, so slow, but the non troppo part means not too slow. And then the fourth movement is Allegro molto. And this is a recording by the Ames Piano Quartet, whose names are William David on piano, Malin Darlington on violin, Lawrence Burkhalter viola, and George Work cello. So I don't know who the Ames person is, but they do a good job with this piece. So here is the music of Gabriel Fauré.
Thank you.
the music of Gabriel Fauré there. We heard the third and fourth movements of his piano quartet, number 2 in G minor, and that was a recording by the Ames Piano Quartet. Chamber music cropping up a lot here in the autumn here on Snooze Button. I just kind of feel it's suitable, and that music seemed to me, for some reason, to go down just right on a misty, humid, and kind of cool Friday morning. All right, I said we have to wind up a few minutes early today, and I predicted it would be 8:54. It's 8:53 now, and so pretty close. I'm going to go ahead and start Democracy Now! In just a moment. Therefore, I must remind you, as always, that the views presented on the following program do not represent those of Radio Lillooet or of the Lillooet Camelsfoot TV and Radio Association. That's it for me. I'll be back next week with another edition of Snooze Button on Monday between 8 and 9 in the morning. In the meantime, though, I will say thank you very much for listening. Have yourselves a great day and a wonderful weekend.